A bill that could bring big change to the criminal justice system got the go-ahead today from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. After weeks of apparent reluctance, McConnell said he will allow the Senate to vote on the measure. NPR White House reporter Aisha Roscoe joins us now. Hey there, Aisha. Welcome to the studio.
Hello.
So before we get into the politics of the bill, remind us just what's in it, what it would do.
So essentially, it provides incentives to certain prisoners to take part in training programs that would help them after being released from prison. And in exchange, they get their time in prison reduced. It also lowers mandatory minimum sentences for certain drug offenses, and it would give judges discretion in certain cases not to impose mandatory minimum sentencing requirements. This is a bill that has a lot of support from the White House and from various groups, including the ACLU and from conservative activists like the Koch brothers.
Even with all that support, the Senate Majority Leader has been hesitant to schedule a vote. So what's changed?
Well, he's been facing a lot of pressure from conservatives, from the White House. Groups had been urging supporters to flood his offices with his office with messages pushing him to take action. You had President Trump tweeting about this last week, and then you had his advisor, Jared Kushner, on Fox News last night promoting this bill. So there was a lot of pressure for McConnell to do something to help move things along. Sponsors of the bill agreed to make some changes. That was enough to get McConnell to agree to allow a vote, but it still seems like he's not totally sold on the bill.
I'm still looking at it. It's going to have some amendments. I think Senator Cotton and those who have his view are entitled to amendments. I'm going to make sure they can offer them and then decide based on what the bill looks like at the end, whether to support it.
So that's McConnell mentioning allowing amendments from Senator Tom Cotton, who has been a big opponent of the bill. Advocates have raised concerns in the past that if the bill is changed too much, that they might lose support from Democrats. But some activists are saying they're confident that they'll be able to overcome any amendments that Cotton might offer up.
I mean, you mentioned that negotiators have already made changes, right, in order to get McConnell to allow a vote. So what? Tell us more about these changes.
So critics of the bill, like Cotton, were saying that it would let out these violent criminals and that that would lead to more crime. So to address those concerns, lawmakers have limited the type of offenders who would be eligible for this program for supervised release. And they also narrowed a measure that granted judges more discretion to waive mandatory minimum sentences.
And the supporters of the measure, are they okay with these changes?
Well, I talked to one supporter, Inimai Chettier of the Brennan Center for Justice, a nonpartisan group that advocates for ending mass incarceration. Her group doesn't agree with the changes, but it still supports the bill because they say the overall impact will largely be the same. The general consensus among supporters of the bill seems to be that they're cautiously optimistic. They're hopeful that this will make it into law. But right now, they're not really spiking the football because they say that things could fall apart.
That's NPR's Aisha Roscoe. Aisha, thank you.
Thank you.